25 albums over 4 decades, his songs covered by Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, Linda Ronstadt, The Grateful Dead, John Denver, Gillian Welch, Mary Chapin Carpenter, to name just a few. Eric Anderson began in the songwriting circles of Greenwich Village in the 1960s, worked in Nashville in the 1970s, lived in the Chelsea Hotel with Patti Smith, Kris Kristofferson, Sam Shepard, and Leonard Cohen. Later this year, The Song Poet, a full-length documentary film on Anderson, will be released, and he is out on tour right now promoting the compilation album, The Essential Eric Anderson, performing tomorrow night at the Southgate House in Newport, Kentucky. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal, joined on the phone by the song poet Eric Anderson. Eric, howdy. Where are you calling us from tonight?
Thank you for the incredible introduction. It sums it up very well. And you know, the best part, most of it's true. Actually, all of it's true that I recall.
Good.
But anyway, right now we are in Saratoga Springs, which is where they do all the horse racing. And we're heading for Boston, for the Boston City Winery. And then we are heading towards Cleveland and Buffalo, Toronto, London, Ontario, and then back over to Michigan. We're wending through Oklahoma, Nebraska, and we're going to end up, this part of the tour will end up in Dallas, Texas.
Well, you'll be playing at the Southgate House with Scarlett Rivera, violin and vocals, and Cheryl Prashker, drums and percussion. Have you worked with those musicians before?
Yeah. Cheryl, actually, she's a drummer, but she's not playing drums. She's playing this African djembe, which is kind of a drum you hold between your knees. It's a beautiful drum. And percussion. So we don't really use a bass player or a drummer. It's mainly percussion, a violin, and it's a trio. The music they make is just incredible. It has a special look. A man wearing black and a hat, and this great djembe player, and this redheaded violinist, so...
Let's talk about the film, The Song Poet, a little bit. The promo calls you a true believer in art. Is that what's kept you going all these years?
Well, I'm too old to work and too young to retire. So I guess you might say, I don't even think I could get a job at McDonald's. I mean, hand on my heart, not even being facetious. Art is all I know.
And you believe in its power?
I absolutely do. I think the role of the artist is to... You know, people live and they live their lives and they do what they got to do to get through and have their pleasures and their fun, and also they work hard and their worries and their problems and families and things. But art, music supplies a lot. Music really means a lot to people. And I think the role of the artist, the creative artist, is to make the invisible around us visible, the things that are there but we don't always see. And the artist reveals these things. And I think that's the goal and the role of an artist is. And that's what we do.
Yeah, you've been writing songs for 40, 50 years. Do you write as much as you did when you were younger? And what is it today that causes you to pick up that pen and write something else?
Well, I think it's just like a feeling. And you get this feeling and this urge to create. And it can come in different mediums. Like I'm working on a memoir thing now, and there's this film coming out, music. And on the last, oh, I don't know, about 6 years or 7 years, I've been doing albums about writers in Europe. I performed them and recorded them and studied them. People like Lord Byron, the poet from England, and a writer named Albert Camus, kind of a philosophical writer, and another writer named Heinrich Böll from Cologne. He was in the war in World War II, and he ended up being a writer, and he won the Nobel Prize in 1972. And these projects came up through a painter in Cologne. And then a record company in Cologne made these vinyl records. And so I read all this stuff and extrapolated information and made, created all these albums. And they were released in Germany and in Europe to great response. And now we're working to get these albums over to the Smithsonian Institute, you know, the Library of Congress, Washington, D.C., to be re-released forever. A Smithsonian Folkways label that has Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly and Pete Seeger and all those people.
You've worked and made music in both New York City and in Nashville. Does the city matter?
I worked in Nashville a lot in the 60s and 70s, and I did one show at the Country Music Hall of Fame. They did it one night for my work. But I have mainly New York and in Cologne, Germany, which was a bombed-out city that was reconstructed. It's a great place. It's a great art city, close to Holland and France.
And how did you connect with some American music legends like Johnny Cash, like Bob Dylan?
Actually, Dylan and me met John together in Newport Folk Festival in 1964. And Bob had known for years, you know, being songwriters, and he started off with like people like Phil Oakes and Tom Paxton. They're all in the same boat. I mean, I was like the youngest one to get to the Village, the songwriting Village scene. And, you know, over time, I guess you get to meet a lot of people. I mean, I never met Kurt Cobain, but I was managed by the Beatles manager, so I met the Beatles. And, you know, John Denver I knew from back in the Village. And Joni Mitchell came through the Village, mm-hmm. and we recorded with her on an album called Blue River.
You know, all those names you're mentioning are legendary, and you brought up Kurt Cobain. Well, what do you think of music today? You listen to much contemporary music?
Well, I do, but in another way. I mean, I don't listen to a lot of singer-songwriters, but I like people like Richard Sindel, a young lady named Alice Howe recently, mm-hmm. the Folk Alliance in Montreal a couple months ago. There's probably a lot of great writing going on. I do a lot of other kind of writing, and what I really listen to is blues and jazz.
What's next in your incredible career, Eric?
Well, we're going to probably tour again in the fall, and we're going to probably go to Italy and Holland, play shows over there. In the summer, I'm going to probably do a lot of writing. I'm working on this memoir and some other books. And I think it's time to start writing some new songs because I want to finish this album I started.
Sounds like not much rest in your future.
Busy hands are happy hands.
That's true. Keep you out of trouble. Rolling Stone magazine writes, Anderson is the most elegant of singers. He's powered by the singular mix of irony and high romanticism that fuels his classic work. Songwriter Eric Anderson continues his unbelievable odyssey with a career retrospective, The Essential Eric Anderson, out now on Sony Legacy, and a new film, The Song Poet, coming out this year. Eric is on tour with Scarlett Rivera and Cheryl Prashker, and they'll be on stage at the Southgate House tomorrow night for an 8 o'clock show, Eric.
Yes, I think it's around 8 o'clock, yeah. I've heard it's a great place to play, so we're making a little
place.
Bit of a drive. I think I might have done it once before. I played Northern Kentucky, went through Cincinnati. I did a co-bill with Lucy Kaplansky years
yeah.
ago.
For more information and a link to Eric's music, visit our website, WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal. Eric, see you tomorrow night.
The woman, she was gentle. Took me for a while. When my soul was beaten, she held it like a child. Like a child. La 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 la. Like a child. La 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 la. Like a child. La 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 la.